Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right. That was way horribly ruined my intro. Welcome to Smooth Drama with the host. And we got an extra long show for you tonight. I'd like to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, you can always email a brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns are all taken care of. I get a lot of questions and comments. It's very interesting. I like hearing from y'all. So once again, if you're afraid to call me at 347-826-7435, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And I saw the network, so if you're watching me live on back now, you can also, if you have Facebook, if you're one of them old people, as the kids say, one of them old people that have Facebook, you go to the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J will add you to the group, and we can talk taste on it from this and that. Sneakers, the hat, whatever you want to talk about. We talk about pretty much everything in there. It gets a little wild, crazy sometimes. But that's the way life is, right? And just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. And we are good to go. So, in the meantime, in between time, it's been a lot happening. A lot of crazy stuff happening. You know, you got shootings and all that, which we'll talk about here in a second. It's like to keep it light. I saw that there's a new company that has a violated orders peace after your orgasm. Generally, I'm talk about stuff like this, but I wouldn't talk about something like this. I don't know why I'm playing, but it's a company called Cam Soda, and Cam Soda introduced the Rub Grub. It's supposedly an interactive vibrator that orders food after you're done using it. It supposedly comes with an internet-connected button on one end that's similar to the button on the Amazon Dash One. I don't know. I haven't ever used the Amazon Dash One, but apparently on your vibrator, there is an internet-connected button. So, you can program your payment and delivery and order information, and it connects to Domino's Pizza. And after you're done, Domino's comes to you. Now, the funny part is that you have people coming from a device and be like, oh, it's coming from the Rub Grub Cam Soda. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, some sex toy places, they make it anonymous so that you ain't all embarrassed. I know some of y'all all embarrassed, even though you know you just all wild with it. But you got your sex toy coming in the mail, and it, you know, it says something like whatever. It's clothing or whatever. They'll make it seem legit, even on the charge, right? So this one, I mean, doesn't say that. I'd be curious, what does it say? Because if it's like an internet-based order, does that mean that you're going to have is it just a grub piece of order? I'd be curious what ladies think of it. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know if y'all think it's weird. I think it'd be weird. Like, oh yeah, I just used my vibrator, and then you're just like, ooh, all right, let me get this pizza. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the smooth drama of the Oakland show. Why is the Oakland show? Well, I'm in Oakland. And I'm doing that Oakland thing. And I thought two pieces, right? Doing my Oakland thing. I don't know. You may need two pieces. Because the way it's looking, you may have to homeschool. I don't know if anybody listening, your parents, whatnot. But, Donald Trump came out, and you know, I hate talking about this dude, right? Because you know, say stupid just because, and you hate to talk about him, but kind of have to, right? In this case, he wants to arm 20% of the elite teachers, and he even offered to give bonuses. He wants to arm 20%. He's like, yeah, if they have military training, whatnot. Because I say, I'm a teacher. Okay. And so what they're saying is, teachers can carry guns. We can get concealed gun licenses. And so just in case your kid comes to school talking crazy, I just straight up pull out on him. Yeah, stupid that sounds. I mean, for me, it's like, okay, so you have a situation where we're talking about shooting guns. School, people shooting guns at the school, and he was like, yeah, this is because if they know that there are no guns at the school, they're going to come to that school. And I'm like, yeah, so having it, I mean, it happened, what, 4 years ago, 2014, when the Utah woman shot herself. She was using the bathroom, and I guess she jostled, you know, she felt she had to have her gun. She was Joplin, whatever, and shot herself in the head. I mean, because you know this, it's going to happen. It's just dumb stuff's going to happen. Or one of the kids is going to catch one of the teachers on the wrong day at the right time, talking crazy. And, you know, straight up. One teacher's gonna pull out on them. Like, what you say? Yeah, I'll get you up. You ain't nothing. You ain't nobody. And then all of a sudden, teacher just pull out, like, oh, say that again. I'm who? I'm what? And they'll be like, I feel threatened. I mean, because, see, here's the scenario I see. Let's see if y'all feel me on this. Because right now, it's the year of the white dude shooting up. I mean, school shootings is crazy white folks. They're not terrorists though, but they're getting a lot of interesting. It's crazy white folks shooting up schools. Period. I mean, they're suburban school, and they're just showing up shooting people. I mean, this last dude. No. You know what? He's not. It's not the gun laws. It's not the AR-15. He just has a health issue. You know, they keep saying that all these dudes are not terrorists, that they're just mentally unhealthy. They just keep showing up with guns. I mean, I don't know what to say here. It's like, oh, it's another one. It's like every. I mean, well, they said it's been 18 since the beginning of the year. There are some people who refute that. I mean, I'm one of them because they didn't count the one in California in the Sacramento area this year. I mean, it was like a couple weeks ago where dude shot the girlfriend and then went up to like nearby elementary school. And they were in their emergency protocols, and he just like pull on doors. He just shooting through the doors. He just shot school. Mental health issues, obviously. Not a terrorist issue. I'm like, he's a terrorist. He show up killing innocent people. That's terrorist to me. But, hey. I talked about the state of Florida in a while. State of Florida said they're training teachers to shoot your kids. So if you're down in the state of Florida, guess what? They coming for you. And the crazy part is. And this is the crazy part. You know, him talking about 20% Trump. And then he said, nah, I wasn't gonna do it. But then, you know, how he said, only the best ones. Only the best ones. And then he said, bonuses. Okay. Then it comes out that in Florida there's a sheriff. I'm wrong. Due to the shooting in Florida, a sheriff in Ohio, Richard Jones of Butler County, he put on his Twitter page an open call for offering a free concealed carry class to any employee of any school in his county. He offered the class of 50 candidates, then opened it up to more after he said he had a deluge of positive responses. So if you're in the Ohio area, hello, Miss 100%. If you still listen. If you're in Ohio, there is a deluge of positive responses for people who want to take the concealed carry class so they could be strapped to take your kid out in Ohio. Well, if you're in Butler County, Ohio, homeschool. If you got one of them kids, and I say, you know, there's some kids, you know, you got that kid, like I know a couple kids that just, they got to say something. They feel like they got to have the last word. You going to get clipped. Your last word kid going to get clipped. Because if it's happening in Ohio, I'm guessing that it's going down pretty much any and all. And like like that. They're putting it out there. Some teachers, hey, we're gonna give you a bonus. I'm like, so I can get a bonus for pretending like basically all I have to do is say that I go get concealed weapons permit. Then I buy a weapon. Another weapon. And to say I have it. And I can get money for that. Nobody. I just got the illusion that I will shoot somebody. And I can get paid. So we think I'm the nice guy here. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to shoot your kid. I may shoot him mentally. I may say some stuff that may rub him the wrong way, but I won't shoot your kid. But I know some teachers that will shoot your kid in a heartbeat. Like, you know what? They deserve it today. That's where we going. The old boy and them is serious as a heart attack. Like, you know what? We're going to shoot these kids. You want to come up there? You want to be a bully? You want to be a bully? I mean, they ain't saying nothing about the fact that he, of course, was a white supremacist. It's like, oh, yeah, he's white supremacist, but it wasn't about terrorism. It was just mental health issues. He was mentally unstable. Even though he said he wasn't mentally unstable. But he was mentally unstable. He was just mad at people who didn't look like him because they had the nerve to be breathing. How dare they breathe? How dare they break into those cells and become a fetus and be born and be alive and not look white like him? Anyway, that's what's happening. Shooting your kids. News out of it. Cause you know somebody's gonna pull out on your kid talking prison. So if you're one of them people and you know you've taught your child to express themselves, you better unteach it. Cause expressing yourself now is gonna get your child clipped. But, hey, it's not a big deal, right? Anyway, I need to go now. I need to talk about this dumbass of the week. Missed that last bird. Anyway, dumbass of the week. And this week, I ain't giving out no name because these folks don't even need to be named. But the dumbass of the week is an aide to Florida State Representative Sean Harris. And I notice I said an aide to Florida State Representative Sean Harris, who was like, oh, it's a FBI conspiracy, the shooting, was saying that there are some actors, like a couple of kids were actors, and they go from shooting to shooting, acting, so that they could, numb the end. Like, hold on. Somebody gonna go from shooting because they're psychic like that. See, now here's where you say FBI conspiracy. All right, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So if you have actors, school to school, where they're shooting and talk about these issues. Wouldn't they be part of the conspiracy? Wouldn't they be part of the setup? Maybe they had been poking and prodding the young man and made him go mentally unhealthy. I don't know. I thought, yeah, that was the dumbest thing that you could say. Like, oh, they're actors. They're going to the shooting. Like, they would know. Like, you know what? It's going to be a shooting today in Florida. We got to be there. Because you're an actor and you're an explorer. I don't know. At this point, I can't even. I'm trying not to. Trying not to not make sense. Like, they was trying not to. Well, they was trying to make sense, but it didn't make sense for some reason. When it comes to white people committing genocidal crime, there's no sense that's gonna come out of it. There ain't gonna be no sense that come out of it whatsoever, because it's like there's a malfunction. It's like the robot. First thing you hear, hey, who did? It's another white dude. Damn it. Okay. All right. How are we gonna spin it? Okay. Deep white guy. Wasn't mixed. Damn it. Okay. All right. White. He's white supremacist. He another white supremacist. Shot up a school in the suburbs. Shooting at non-white people. Damn it. Okay. All right. Mental health. It's mental health. That's what happened. That is what happened. Because mentally, it had nothing to do with the guns. Nothing to do with guns. Guns had nothing to do with it. He was just mentally unhealthy. That's why he shot, because he had the actors. And he had the actors who show up and they talk about the shootings because they're acting. But screen, they got the cards.
That's what we talk about, right? It's like,
so
you have a hard time. A really, really hard time talking about it, right?
How am I gonna do it? Because you know, white people just have a hard time talking about themselves in a bad light. They're just a breakdown. It's a fundamental breakdown, and some retard is gonna come out. So you saw Trump. He's like, hey, we just need to arm the 20% best teachers. Just give them a bonus. Shoot some kids. Donald Trump. Then the other one was like, the FBI conspiracy. They got actors. They got actors who show up at every shooting. They have a jet plane, so when the shooting happens, they can get them there like instantaneously. It's Star Trek. They fade them in. Going to break, because that was kind of crazy. But it was kind of true. Kind of crazy, but it's true. Because to understand why folks say that they can't criticize themselves, like, you know, it's just white supremacy is a problem. I mean, for me, I would gladly love to the czar of that department, how to get rid of white supremacists. I have some ideas. I mean, if you're interested in hearing them, I have some ideas on how to get rid of white supremacists. It's very lovely. But probably need to go on break. So, I'm doing my Oakland thing. It's the Oakland show. I'm going to New York my favorite rappers. This Jean Grey Haters Anthem. I'm feeling the hate.
Liquid content, they call it faggot strains to birth. Same rock structure, same grain, I blame birth. Game structure, it'll retain a greater picture of a lame dame. Couldn't be stuck with braille scripture. Even step kids are with the earplugs. I'll whip you, then stick you with sticks. I'd pick an arsenic jug. Vicious bitch, I like under certain circumstances. Put back on his ass, kick my back up there. Can't show with a mad hat of the jab, a rocky a rap. And hibernating, sit and play on the body back. Throat chains on, got your ass back. Now please. Song hugging an ass, first leaf scab, little permanent scars, it's scratched deep like a cheap box with CBRs. Ready to heat like I'm jib, sleeping the fourth in court like he's lost, and I'll carry you off. So I mean, I'm more necessary than violence on the homicide.
Oh my god,
you're wrong like you're bacon and rhyming down. Piss on your shoes and make you clean them with your mouth. And all your shoes and depends on your house. Must be crazy, not to your lady. I'm a DNA test, so it's not your baby. No, just.
together, you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the great Gene Gray, Haters Anthem. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I just got that in my head. Fuck you, everybody. That's how I felt about, a lot of stuff. Anyway, welcome back to the Oakland Show. Why I call it Oakland Show? I mean, because this is where everybody's favorite villain for this week, Killmonger, comes from. Everybody like, oh, you know, we're on Black Panther tip. It's funny, but before I get to that, I'm officially recognize Quincy Jones as the bitch ass. I just thought I was just by saying bitch ass Quincy Jones. If you don't know, Quincy Jones came out and, you know, I mean, he had his story where he was talking about, I mean, he was just straight up talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, he had some truth in there, obviously, but it was like, it ain't your truth to tell. Like, he was talking about, oh, Michael Jackson, vitiligo was bullshit. Beatles was the worst musicians in the world. Harvey Weinstein, the job motherfucker. He knew that. Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra were drunk. He was saying Michael Jackson was a thief. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. He said he's sorry about everything. And I'm going to quote his bitch-ass words, because I don't want to use my words. I want to use his bitch-ass words. He said, I'm sorry to anyone whom my words offended, and I'm especially sorry to my friends who are still here with me and those who aren't. Thank you for calling me out when I clearly made a mistake. Yeah. Bitch ass. And you done already said it. You done already done the damage. But now I'm sorry that, you know, I put people's business out. He ain't put none of his business out there. None of the stuff that we've heard about it. He didn't put that stuff out there. He put everybody else. There's nothing like a bitch ass. Did I say bitch ass? I started off by saying bitch ass Quincy Jones, right? Okay. So just in case I missed that part, I'm going to say it again. Y'all with me? Bitch ass Quincy Jones comes out and said something about people that are dead. Can't defend themselves. His old bitch ass can come out and say it. Then, oh man, people didn't take to it. People are mad at me. It's a negative stain on my, you know, my legacy, and folks ain't trying to fool with me. I better say I'm sorry. I mean, can I say? I don't know personally any of the people that he disrespected and put out there their lies and what they did, what, you know, and what was done to them. Can I just speak for everybody, and I hope I'll take my freedom of words at heart. Yeah, the freedom of words. I just like saying freedom. Anyway, my freedom of words is about bitch-ass Quincy Jones and how we don't accept your apology. I don't accept nothing that a bitch-ass says, because you're a bitch-ass. I believe Big Pooh
from Little Brother would say, fall back, bitch ass. And he's not even my hater of the week. He just was the start. I'll just throw this out there first.
Hate. I hate you.
Hater of the week is the woman with no name. Because remember, I told you, I ain't giving these fools no fame. They don't deserve mention. And, you know, a lot of times they mention this stuff and they come out with this, with these ridiculous pronouncements because, quite frankly, they don't have any real talent. They can't write anything that would be captivating to people if they weren't dissing someone famous already. I'm talking about the heifer who told LeBron James, you know, don't say anything, just dribble the damn ball. To which, of course, she came back after the backlash, like, hey! And I quote her hating ass, whole ass bitch. Anyway, hey, King, come play on my court next week. You're invited on the show anytime. No, they didn't give that for no ratings. Hell no. I mean, if you're black and you watch these folks who hate you, you give them ratings, you help them get commercial money, something's wrong with you. Anyway, I digress. Kevin Durant, who was alongside LeBron James on Rolling with the Champions episode last week, didn't even accept her defense. And I quote Kevin Durant when he said, to me, it was racist. He said, I feel sorry for her because she doesn't understand, shaking his head. And then he said, the best thing to help me create more awareness is I get to sit up here and talk about social injustice, equality, because the woman on a certain network decided to tell me to shut up and dribble. So thank you. Whatever her name is, I don't even know her name. I'm like Kevin Durant. Thank you. I don't know your name, but I don't feel sorry for her. How do we feel sorry for her? She ain't nobody to feel sorry for. I mean, inconsequential, no talent writer. You know, she's not tearing anybody down. She got nothing to write about. Anyway, that's my hater of the week. But we're going to get into some love now. Some kumbaya. Oh. Everybody's been talking about it. I mean, I've seen it a couple times. I mean, it's a beautiful movie. Where do you go? It's a lot of positive black images. And my favorite villain, so it wasn't a villain to me, but favorite villain so far, Killmonger. It's a lot going with that movie. I mean, we can start by it is making Disney a whole lot of money. Start there. Black Panther made $242 million domestically over the weekend. They estimated that it was going to only make $165. But it made it was the second highest 4-day opening in movie history. right after Star Wars The Force Awakens, which was $288 million. Now, it also made $426 million worldwide on top of that. And I quote, it has yet to premiere in several major markets. So, yeah, let me repeat that. The movie that was going to be huge, they didn't premiere it in all the major markets. Now, what do I take from that? What do you take from that? I take, first, the fact that they didn't premiere it in several major markets because they knew if you would have, it would have opened up as the number one movie. And let's just look. This is the pettiness, white people, right? Even though you're making boatloads of money, I mean, it's Disney's gonna make this money. You're so racist that you're not even going to open it up in all the major markets because you wouldn't want a movie full of black folks about a fictional character in a fictional country. But just because it's a bunch of black folks, they don't want that to be the number one movie so that you don't introduce it in all the markets. Or, quite honestly, they probably would have did $300 million. I mean, I'll even say this. I'm like, it's the number one movie, right? I didn't see any commercials for Black Panther during the NBA All-Star game. Now, let's think about that for a second. Take a swig on that. Black Panther, number one movie. They estimated $165 million, so you knew it was going to be big. You don't put it in all the major markets. Still did $242 million here. Testimony to black folks who will support a film with black people. Just in case you didn't think so, they will. $426 million worldwide because it was a kind of movie. Original story and original cast, not a remake, not a remake. You know, they've been talking about Hollywood was and no, they're on the idea from that. But have an original idea like Black Panther, and millions of people go to see it, and they would have broke the record. We'll say that they're more than likely going to break the record. Unless there's the shenanigans. Not that money, right? Disney's making all the money. All the protests for people to say Disney should share the profits. Get the fuck out of here. I'll sit up there. When I see black folks protesting and begging their oppressor to not only represent them, but give them money to represent, I'm like, y'all are some pathetic motherfuckers. I ain't dissing, but I'm dissing, right?
one of the things I'm doing it, I'm not doing it.
So when you say they should share the profits, why? They made the movie. It's a great film. Great acting all the way around. It was just film done well, done right. Happened to have a bunch of black folks in it, and it was awesome that all people could pretty much relate to. Not I'll relate to, obviously, because I'm guessing they couldn't take the name call a colonizer again and again and again. That might have grated on some white folks. And the Killmonger lines may have grated on some white folks. Because pretty much everything he said was just hardcore. I mean, Michael B. Jordan acted his ass off. He was the ultimate villain that you feel sorry for. I go back to the point where, you know, when I see black folks begging, oh, they should share that money. No. It is saying to me, yeah, if some of you would hook up with the other independent folks, well, hook up with some independent folks and make some of those movies with characters who look like you, you could get that support also. Especially open up in all the major markets as opposed to them. Now we know the distribution would probably be an issue, but at the same time, if you got a damn good movie, you'll find a buyer. I mean, if you can find a buyer for Birth of a Nation, if you do a movie right, I'm guessing that you'll find somebody who will hook that up. Maybe. Anyway, I thought, oh man, Killmonger and the father, they weren't wrong. You know, y'all living comfortable. I mean, you could say that Wakanda represents like a bougie, like, no, we're living good. So why would we mess up what we have that's good while everybody else is suffering? We don't really care because we're good to go. Which was part of his social commentary. Now, I don't want to break down this movie hardcore because at the end of the day, it's science fiction. It's not a real place. Black Panther is not a real person. Shuri, none of them are real. They are fictitious beings. But I mean, I see the kind of stuff, in the Pride. You see black folks leaving out the movie theater, hands in the air, celebrating like, yeah, we won. You ain't won shit. Like, I mean, Black Panther is like when Obama got elected, right? Remember how black folks was when Obama got elected? It was like black folks was rich. Yeah, Obama. It's Obama. Everybody, Obama. That was it. It's just say Obama. Say that, just say Obama. That's what it is. That's where we're at. It's like Wakanda now. Beautiful black sisters, ready to kick your ass, put a spear in your ass in a heartbeat. Beautiful country, black folks, defending their borders, ready to knock your ass out. But fiction. It's not real. Some of the symbolism was real.
at the same time, eh? Science fiction. You hear folks talking about it and comparing themselves and to the Wakandan, their place of birth, where they were raised. That's, you know, it's Wakanda. It's not. There's no Wakanda. I mean, we all wish there was, but there isn't. There's no Wakanda. It's just good old-fashioned reality. After you leave the movie and the ecstasy that came with that movie, I mean, it was like I was talking about the vibrator that ordered the pieces. Yeah, I mean, Black Panther was like that orgasm, right? You're like watching. It's like stroking me real. Just watch it, like, ooh. And then you see the end, and it's like, ah! For me, I nap for about 2-5 minutes, then I'm up, and I'm crazy again. But that was watching. Orgasm. But then you're just back. And it's reality again. And you're like, damn, ain't no Wakanda. Nope. Good old-fashioned colonialism, imperialism. That's what we wake up to. And again, the funny thing is, Disney and all the money. But even in the face, and this shows you once again how petty white folks are, even in the face of making a record amount of money, we cannot have that because we can't have a movie with the number one movie of all time. Can have it. Just don't do that. That's just too much. Just too much. I feel so much better now. Maybe I should just stop. Nope. So if you didn't know, it's an excellent show. So it's not long. It's not like an extra hour. It's like I added an extra 30 minutes because I didn't do a show Tuesday. Because I was still, like, masturbating off my Black Panther experience. No, I wasn't. You know, there were some complaints. People were like, oh, there was no LGBTQT. I never can get what the letters are. I just don't give a damn. But you know, they would, like, oh yeah, those characters, they slip in there where they would say, hey girlfriend, like, no, didn't fit in the story, and it's not a story about the Dora Milaje. It's Black Panther, you know. So of course them complaining. So-called lightweight protest. I, of course, got one thing to say, like, Jean Grey, fuck you. That was it. I ain't got no more. I'm just saying this. Hey. Can't complain about that. No representation, whatever. No. Movie was perfect the way it was.
It was like, you know, these gay folks, they get mad at you because you want to be heterosexual. It's like, you know, yeah, black folks ain't got to be what you want us to be. We're going to be who we are. You don't like it, just don't go see the movie again. You know, Black Panther 2, that's not for you. You can go see those other myriad of movies. Because Black Panther ain't got, I don't really want no love scene. You know that the beauty of Black Panther, there's no love scene. They didn't stop the action to say, all right, let's get some naked folks on the screen. No, they just stuck with the action. So, no, none of that extra. That's cool by me. I'm good without the love scenes. My life is not end. I'm good with the action. Speaking of action, I guess I should go quick. This is Jay-Z, Death of Auto-Tune. Unfortunately, that shit will not go away. I thought it had been gone by now, but it's still here. Auto-tune. It irks my. I shut down when I hear the auto-tuning. If you want to shut me out, you want me to like zone out anything you see, just put on to the background. You do that, I mean, tonight. I'm out. Okay. This is Jay-Z, Death of Auto-tune. La, da, da.
History without a pen. No, I see on the track that begin. This is anti-auto-tune. Step for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes. This ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera. Bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong. This ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connect. My raps don't have melody. This shit make niggas want to go into mid-felony. I made you it myself, I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression. For your lack of aggression, put your skirt back down, throw a set, man. Nigga, this shit violent. This is Death of Auto-Tune, moment of silence.
La, da, da. Yeah.
big hallway, talking about how I be in the project all day. That sounds stupid to me. If you a gangster, this is how you prove it to me. Nigga, just get silent. This is Zephyr Auto Tune, moment of silence.
La-da.
Draw a picture of yourself as I mean, who says, you know what? This would be a good, I mean, because he just had to have a teacher, right? if you're in the department, I'm guessing like the history department, so it's like two of them have your co-teacher. You know how this goes. And y'all having y'all have a conversation. What should we do? Black History Month. You know what? We should ask them to draw themselves a slave so they can kind of understand what their ancestors went through. Is that... I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, because somebody had a serious conversation like that. Like, this would be a good idea. We can have them draw it, and then we can have them write about it. Because that's what people who've been conquered and enslaved want to talk about. Yeah, ain't no black kid in America don't want to talk about slavery, want to draw themselves as a slave. Like, you know what? Halloween, I don't want to be Spider-Man. I don't want to be Batman. I want to be 12 years a slave. Yeah. No. But yeah, think about that, because that would be like the super bizarre world. We haven't landed. We haven't crash landed on Bizarro World. Yeah, we're in Bizarro World, but it hasn't got to that point, right? It's that point where you're like, okay, yeah, I don't want to be Black Panther. I don't want to be a Dora. I don't want to be a slave. I want to be a slave. I don't think it's too many kids in America. They're like, you know what? That slave look, that's hot. Get that chain.